Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, the mother of George and Kensho has told an inquest into his death that he had never been the same after he was involved in a car accident with a friend in 2014. Mr. and Kensho suffered fatal gunshot wounds during an incident involving members of the Garda Armed Support Unit outside his family home in West Dublin in December 2020. Our reporter Una Kelly was at Dublin District Coroner's Court today. Una, what more did we hear about George and Kensho from his mother?
Well, Katie, Blessing Nkensho was present in court today along with Mr. Nkensho's siblings. His family claims he was suffering from mental health issues for several months before his death and that the level of force that had been used against him by Gardaí was disproportionate. Now, a statement that Blessing Nkensho had previously made was read out to the court as a photograph of her son George was displayed on a screen. She described George as calm and that he came from their family's humble beginnings. George never gave her any trouble, she said. He had an interest in football from a young age, and after secondary school, he went on to be employed as a soccer coach for children. He coached in Ireland and also in Scotland. Blessing Nkensho said that he had been affected mentally after being in a car accident in 2014 in which his friend was driving. And when asked by counsel for an Garda Síochána, Ronan Kennedy, if George was having problems with his mental health, his mother said that he was increasingly self-isolating at home and he was often talking to himself and experienced hallucinations and paranoia. But she said she did not notice anything out of the ordinary in the weeks before his death. Blessing Nkensho said her son would still be alive if he had received the help that he needed. She said that George had told her he planned to marry and go on to have children in his late 20s. She said that since his death, life has never been the same and that she suffers from depression and has trouble sleeping. Her statement also said that people stop her on the streets to say how sorry they are and that she still sees her son George in her dreams.
And Una, the rest of the evidence then that was heard today was about what happened in a nearby shop in the hour or so leading up to Mr. Nkensho's death.
Yes, the shooting outside Mr. Nkensho's home happened after a standoff developed between him and Gardaí. Mr. Nkensho was armed with a kitchen knife and shortly before that, he had been involved in an alleged assault of a shop assistant at a Eurospar shop that was close by. Now, the court heard evidence from shop workers and a member of the public who were in the Eurospar in Hartstown when the incident occurred. Margaret Armstrong was working in the off-licence and she said she saw Mr. Nkensho punch the store manager, Wayne Swords, so hard you could almost feel it. She said that she herself did not see Mr. Nkensho carrying a knife, but was told later by colleagues that he had one. Now, Wayne Swords himself wasn't present in the court, but his statement was read out, and in it he recalled that he was on the shop floor of the Eurospar around midday on the 30th of December when Mr. Nkensho came into the shop and punched him twice in the face. The first punch broke his nose. There was blood flowing. It knocked him backwards onto the floor, he said, while the second punch grazed his face. He said that he saw Mr. Nkensho pull a knife out of his pocket. He described it as being around 6 to 7 inches, a serrated knife like a steak knife. Wayne Sword said he feared for his life. He said that he saw pure and utter anger on Mr. Nkensho's face. Wayne Swords then managed to get up and run away into a cash office. Arinda Sarepi, who's a supervisor in the shop, said that she had been speaking to Wayne Swords as Mr. Nkensho approached them. She said that he looked calm before punching Wayne Swords. She said that she saw the knife after Wayne Swords was on the floor, but she didn't know where it had come from. She said Mr. Nkensho didn't do anything else with the knife and didn't threaten her. She said that Mr. Nkensho then left and came back to the post office section of the shop where he queued quietly. She said it was unusual in that there was no emotion in his face. Maria Beggs was working on a till at the time in the shop. She said that she heard screams and thuds. She looked up and saw Mr. Nkensho with something on his right side. She described it as being long and silver, but she thought it looked like a screwdriver. She said that she had seen Mr. Nkencho in the shop before and that there were never any incidents, but she said that this time it looked like his eyes were glazed over. She then dialed 999, as had other staff members by this point. Maria Begg said that she had hid behind boxes while she was on the call and was fearing for her life. And John O'Connor, who was a member of the public in the shop at the time, also gave evidence today. He said that he saw Mr. Nkencho pull a knife out of his pocket. He described the knife as being about 15 to 16 inches long and in his right hand. John O'Connor also said that he called 999.
And Una, this was the first full day of evidence. The coroner warned the jury today, though, that this would be a difficult inquest.
Yes, the Dublin District Coroner, Dr. Myra Cullinan, told the members of the jury that this would be a particularly difficult inquest. It did first open in June 2021, but its formal opening was delayed until this week to allow for investigations by the Garda Ombudsman and also by the Director of Public Prosecutions. Now, the coroner said that there had been much media coverage of Mr. Nkencho's death at the time and since, and she said to the jury, there may be things you know or think you know about the incident, but said that they would need to approach the case with an open mind and make decisions solely on the basis of evidence in the coroner's court. She said the purpose of the inquest was not to apportion blame or excuse anyone, but to determine the cause of death. Around 50 to 60 witnesses are expected to be called to the inquest. Now, at a hearing last May, the coroner ruled that two members of the Garda Armed Support Unit who were involved in the shooting would be given anonymity at the inquest in the interest of security and national security. And this inquest is expected to last at least 2 weeks.
Many thanks, Una. That's our reporter, Una Kelly, there at the coroner's court.